Goodwill and generosity should be able to unite regardless of party or politics.
Please join us in listening to the remarkable story from the life and times of Michael Butler, the child of the military-industrial complex turned polo-playing hippie, theatrical producer, anti-war advocate of peace and love. These are the stories of a man who's lived and worked all over the world, rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous, from Rock Hudson to John F. Kennedy, being there at the unfolding of history, and producer of what was, in 1968, the most successful Broadway performance in prior history, the groundbreaking musical Hair. You'll even hear how Michael got rewarded by death threats from both the left and the right. In this podcast series, you'll be hearing stories from the primary themes of Michael Butler's life and memoirs: politics, polo, theater, and love. You'll also hear about his 9-month safari in Africa, sailing the oceans, doing business all over the world in his family's many enterprises, and quite a bit else. Some stories will be the insider stories of all insider stories. Please subscribe via iTunes so you don't miss a single podcast, and we'll see you on the other side.
Carlos Grasita is no longer with us. This is Michael Butler. Last night, I got the unfortunate news that Carlos had been lost in a polo match and that he did not survive the accident. The Hall of Famer and former 10-goal-rated player was playing for Santa Clara in the International Polo Club's Freebooters Classic, a 14-goal tournament at Everglades Polo Club. What happened is that another player inadvertently hit Grasita's horse in the head with a polo mallet. The horse, stunned, whipped his head around and hit Carlos's head, knocking him unconscious. Carlos fell off, and the horse rolled on top of him. Well, he certainly was a great polo player. I saw him play at many countries, primarily in the United States, and mostly, actually, I saw him play in England, where he played with Jory and Jeffrey Kent, my sister's polo team, amongst other polo teams who were playing in large international tournaments. A nicer person would be difficult to find. He is a classic example of why a wonderful personality and a great sportsman. Sometimes those two things are not together, but they certainly were with Carlos and also with the rest of the Grasita families. What a great clan for polo and for international sport. They have been on the scene in a major way for many decades. There is a backstory I'd like to share with you, something that brought me very personally involved with the Grasita clan, and which I am very interested in telling and happy to have been part of it. In the 50s, the Grasitas came with a Mexican team to the United States. They came first to Meadowbrook. At Meadowbrook, they played polo, did a fabulous time on the field, did very wonderful results. However, from a social point of view and from a point of view of how they were handled, the stories that came back to us at Oak Brook in Chicago was that they were not treated as they should have been. They were not considered gentlemen polo players. The news was that they were coming to Oak Brook. And when this was heard, my father called me into the library. He said, "Michael, you have been in Mexico many times." I had even worked in Acapulco for 3 years. And he said, "I would like to have you take the responsibility of seeing that the Mexican team is treated like friends that we want to have here and we would love to have good sport with them." So it was my task to overcome the inconsideration that they had gotten down east and make them feel as much as home as possible. The greatest fun that we would have would be around the swimming pool at Old Oak Brook, and through them, I really got to know not only Gracitas, but the other members of the team, particularly Chucho Solórzano, the great bullfighter, who turned out to be a very close friend of my father's and also of my own. I close in saying that we have lost a great player and a great member of one of the greatest polo families in the world, having gotten to know their parents very well and also had the pleasure of knowing them. Carlos will be seriously missed by many people.
Please subscribe via iTunes so you don't miss a single podcast. And we'll see you on the other side.